This is Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show, with new episodes every week on how to live well. Shine On is heard all over the world as a podcast, but it's heard first on the radio in New York's Hudson Valley. Hi, it's Casey. Thank you so much for tuning in to Shine On, the Health and Happiness Show. This is the best part of my work week. So, all right, it's September. The pumpkin spicers are out there in full bloom, along with the people who are already decorating the front yard for Halloween. You know who you are, you spooky, witchy people who love this time of year when they say the veil is thinner between here and the great beyond. So let me ask, have you ever had any haunted experiences? Have you ever seen something or heard something that you thought came from elsewhere? Reverend Jillian V. Harris, MSP, has had these experiences, and her new book is called My Sweetly Haunted Life. Jillian says it is her commitment to help as many people as she can continue to have wholesome, thriving relationships with their loved ones on the other side. So brew some chai tea for your sugar skull mug and gather around the radio for tales from Jillian's sweetly haunted life.
Really, the weird stuff started when I was a kid, and I would be like out playing baseball, and then all of a sudden I would astral project against my will, which is kind of like being snatched. I wouldn't know anything until I got back. So suddenly I was back from somewhere, and it was the weirdest thing, and it happened so many times, and all of a sudden I'd be standing there, like, you know, at second base or outfield or whatever. Then I'd look around, and I'd ask, somebody who was near me, hey, did I just look really weird just now? To me, I'd been gone for a half an hour, but it was probably just like that. It kept happening, and I one day went in the house from playing ball with kids on the street or whatever, and I just immediately went into a quick little prayer, and I was just like, God, please make that stop happening. Amen. I didn't say what the that was. I knew that God knew what the that was, and I just figured the amen would handle it, and it did. It never happened again. That was the beginning. I'd say I was probably about 9 or 10 at that point. By the time I was 13, I had a math tutor who I had a crush on.
Okay.
He was 21, though, and he worked with my dad at the lab. So I was like, you know, that's not going to happen. But anyway, I would do anything I could to get out of talking about math. And I loved metaphysics. So we would talk about that, and he would engage me in that. And he would make a plan, like, okay, Friday evening, 6 o'clock, you send me thoughts, and I'm going to try to catch them. And then 10 minutes later, I'm going to send you thoughts, and you try to catch them. And I was like, oh, my God, somebody to engage me in that way. So finally, one day, I said to him, listen, I'm seeing, because I kept getting this vision of this guy. And I don't know if you've seen my picture, but I'm an African-American woman. And I kept seeing this guy, a white guy, in his young 20s, very assertive, cute, handsome brunette, in a leather jacket, walking along like I'm standing on the street side of a row of hedged bushes, like trimmed well, and he's walking on the sidewalk side of that. So I'm only seeing like from his waist up. He's carrying something though, like it felt like a portfolio or something along those lines. And he's very confident and ambitious, and that's the energy that I'm picking up. And I see this person constantly walking the same portion of the sidewalk, and I tell him, I keep seeing this guy, and he looks like this, and he's doing that. And so my tutor says, oh, do you know him? And I'm like, no, I am him. Okay, now that was my real honest to goodness answer at age 13. And he's like, eyebrows raised. He's like, you need to keep looking into that. So basically, my whole life has been about that.
We're talking to Jillian Harris, and you said your father worked in a lab?
Soil research. He was in the Agriculture Extension Lab at UC Riverside for 35 years or so.
And how did he feel about his daughter who was seeing things and hearing things and feeling things?
I didn't tell them.
Okay.
I didn't tell them until I was an adult. And at, by that point, you know, I could stand my own. I knew my truth, and it was okay. And at that point, too, I will say that my, they're not gifts because everybody has them, but my tendency to work metaphysically and to work with the light and energy and whatnot played into a lot of things that were going on. Like, I remember when my dad's mom was sick and she was on her way to transitioning, there were decisions that needed to be made. I'm like, hey, you know, this card right here always says to me, blah, blah. And so I'm feeling this, that, and the other thing. Dad makes his plane ticket happen and he's gone. And he's like, if not for you doing that, I wouldn't have gotten that reservation right then. And it was the right time.
Wow. So, so you pulled a card that sent your dad on a journey in a timely fashion.
Yep. Okay. Lots of things like that happen in my little family.
And I also think, too, when you were having those little space outs as you were a kid.
Yeah.
No, I shouldn't say what I think. I'm going to ask you what you think. What do you think that was all about?
I believe that I was visiting other incarnations that I'm living.
Okay. And why doesn't that happen to everybody?
That falls into the whole conversation about the fact that we are all, every single person, spirit beings. And so we all come with these amenities metaphysically, but not all of us need to use them in this or any given incarnation in order to have a thriving lifetime. Just like not everybody needs to be able to dance
right,
in order to have a decent lifetime. And then at the same time, again, everybody can dance technically,
right,
but just not everybody's good at it.
That makes so much sense. And I think you have a lot of people shaking their heads right now like, ah, I get it. You know, because so many guests on the show have said, this isn't, you know, my special skill. Everyone can do this. Everyone has the potential to do this. And I know there are some people saying, but it's never happened to me. How come? And I love what you say. Not everyone needs to use all the cards in their spiritual deck every existence, every lifetime. What is this feeling that you had a name for it, where you would project about losing someone in your life and feeling how that felt? Tell me about that part.
Anticipatory grief syndrome. So what's up with anticipatory grief syndrome is that the person that you're worried about dying doesn't have to be sick. They don't have to be old. I was 5 years old. My parents were fine. There was nothing wrong with them. But I was like, what if mommy and daddy die? Just what if? Part of what was happening to me was memory, genetic memory, cellular memory, all kinds of memory of what I'd been through before and, you know, just come from. But it was so huge that it carried with me and was here. But I do have that syndrome pop up with anybody that I deeply love. Best friends, romantic partners, like that. So... It's been a thing to work through, but however, it's also been, it's been like the whip to get me fired up and on a process with very intense focus on what is it that happens when we leave our bodies. So that has been a focus ever since that I needed more. I was raised Episcopalian, and I needed more than the pearly gates thing, the just too vague for me, the heaven-esque-ishness. Mm-hmm. I needed more concreteness. What happens?
We're talking to Jillian Harris, and she just brought up anticipatory grief syndrome. How does your Episcopalian life stack up next to your metaphysical life? Is there any parts of your traditional religious background that you grew up with? Are there any parts of it that you brought into today?
Absolutely, for sure. Big time, and I don't mean to offend anyone, but like I see Jesus differently than maybe the priest of our family church would, because I look at the stories, especially Easter, that just rocks my world, where he physically disappears from the tomb, okay, and then appears to disciples who get to touch him, and then poof, gone.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That is the kind of life after life experience that I believe in. And now that I have, oh my gosh, had such vivid, incredible experiences with my dad, I get what they went through even more. entities form in front of me. When I clairvoyantly see, there's a difference between seeing stuff in your head and then seeing it out in front of you. And we call the difference subjective or objective. It's just a perspective. It's a view of where it's coming from, the front door, the back door, the side door, the window.
Right.
And it doesn't matter because it's still the thing that's still coming, but it's being shown to you a certain way. So some of the sightings of my dad that I talk about in the book are subjective clairvoyance, where I'm seeing it. It's in on my mental screen. But some of them are objective, where he is standing there in front of the cabinets in the kitchen. I can see the cabinets through him, but I see him.
Yeah.
He's that, you know, it's like I need my eyes, but I know intellectually I don't need my eyes. But if I close my eyes, now it becomes subjective, because now what I'm seeing of my dad is inside rather than out in front of me.
Tell everybody the title of your book.
My Sweetly Haunted Life. And then the subtitle is How to Use Your Natural Medium Abilities to Reconnect with Loved Ones on the Other Side. And my full name is Reverend Jillian V. Harris, MSP. I have to do that because there's another writer out there named Jillian Harris. She spells her name with a G, just like me, but we don't write about the same thing. She's a felter. She does arts and crafts. And
okay, you're not. You're on different journeys.
Totally. Completely.
Now, people would like to see their dad in front of the kitchen cabinets. Can you help us?
Yeah. That's what I'm doing now. And as a matter of fact, I never thought that I would be teaching this. But I realized I needed to get the book out. I got the book out. Like, I needed to, like, how am I doing this? How are these things happening? And can I find the words? Can I find, you know, even the phrases or whatever in English to be able to express some of what's happening? How did this happen? How is this still happening? Like, when I hear my dad's voice, and it's conversation that I didn't even expect or make up or whatever, you know? When those things happen, there's a commonality, though, that I have realized. I teach a preparation of how to prepare yourself to go, you know, be able to go into trance and be able to make that journey across changing your vibration and matching with the spirit world where we're going, and then calling in the spirit of the person that, you know, the steps that we take. But I wasn't taking those steps that day when I was just sitting in my Jeep, and all of a sudden my dad said, you know, what he said. How did I go about that? And one of the things that was a commonality right there was being in a meditative state.
Right.
And when I am super quiet like that, that's when it happens. Mm-hmm. I had not ever realized how important it is to get super duper familiar with yourself as a spirit being, not as a human being having a spiritual, no, the opposite,
right.
As a spirit being, and never mind the human experience for a minute, because that's not what it's about. It's like, set that aside.
Right.
That'll be here for you when you get back from having this moment with yourself as a spirit being, an energy being, to really get to know yourself that way. How does that feel? What does it feel like? What does it feel like when another spirit being, you know, when you get to know your own spirit self, then you get really sensitive to that and sensitive to what it feels like when a different spirit being enters your space.
Here's a question I have about communicating with people on the other side. Are they, now this is a crazy question, but are they waiting for us in real time? Like, when I sit down to meditate, am I pulling them in real time? Or have they left these messages and these vibrations for us to reach for when we're able?
Okay, gotcha. Real time. And here's how. Real time, and meanwhile, like real time, they've come to have coffee and crumpets with you and chat real time while they are also involved in their brand new incarnation. How could that be? Because the soul is multidimensional, and we are able to do more than you can ever possibly imagine from a human being standpoint. We are living multiple lifetimes at one time. I used the analogy of a flower. Like, just a simple, like, take a Gerber daisy. Each one of the center of the flowers, that where the bee goes for the pollen or whatever, that's your soul, okay? And then the stem that goes down into the earth, let's call that God. And so all the flowers come from the same place. We're all one, okay? But go back up again. You got the center. And then you got all these petals. And each petal is a lifetime. Each one is a lifetime that we're living, and it's all happening at the same time. And so, yeah, and so our souls are able to do that. That's the magnificence, you know, when we talk about, you know, each of us being a unique expression of the creator of all things. This is part of the majestic amazingness. So, yes, they're talking to you in real time. And I've thought of that, too, like, oh, my gosh, because I don't want my dad to go, I let, you know. And he's here. He's so here. He made a promise to never leave my mom's side. And what is most adorable and amazing, incredible about this book is how my mom moved into center stage. Like,
when we're going through our day, and I think this happens to everybody, you're just going through your day, you're being normal, maybe you're doing some routine kind of thing, and all of a sudden you get this like weird vibe or weird memory or a sensation in your heart, or you get chills or you get tears in your eyes, like it's seemingly out of the blue.
Yeah,
I think everybody experiences that. Or maybe it's just me. I don't know. Should I be tuning in to say, hey, somebody's sending me a message right now?
I would tune in and go, what subject matter is that? Where is it coming from? What is it reminding you of? And whatever or whomever it is reminding you of, it is that person in your space contacting you. Yes, consciously.
Nice. Now, why do they want to do that?
Oh, they're constantly doing that. If they cared about us, for sure. That's constant. And they're doing everything that they can to let us know that they're okay, just to be with us in our moments. They can see things from where they are that we can't see sometimes. All kinds of messaging is happening. But I know that there is a problem in communicating for a lot of folks who are crossed over if they did not necessarily buy into that whole thing while they were here.
So now they're there.
And, you know, they had heard about it here, thought it was, you know, kind of goofy, woo-woo. But now they're like, oh, damn, I should be able to, like, you know, communicate. And so they'll try. They'll try to do anything they can. That's where the feathers come from. That's where the little pennies come from. That's where the 11 cents, a penny and a dime. Mm-hmm. But stones you might see are different things that, certain songs, the wind, a certain bird, butterfly that'll pop up, and a thought will happen, and yes, that is your loved one. Follow the thought and don't worry about whether that's legit. It is. It's valid.
And what are they like? They have to learn. They have to learn how to communicate if they weren't open to this when they
crossed over. The folks on the other side?
Yeah.
The folks on the other side are almost luckier than we are over here. Because while the folks who are listening to you right now just got lucky because they hear about my class, and they, you know, log on, make it happen. Up there, they don't have to go that far. All they have to do is have the desire to learn how to do this.
Right.
And I know that my dad is working on that. I can feel that, you know, in the things that happen. Because I'm like, whoa, you weren't all that. When you were here, like, you're doing some things. Like, he's just amazing at what he can do. But anyway, yes, they have guidance. They have tutorial, you know, folks to teach them on the other side just from desiring it. Anything that they want in those lines, they've got. Any schooling they want along those lines, they've got on the other side.
What does it cost them? So when somebody sends me a sign or I hear somebody's voice or whatever, I get a message, does that take a lot of effort on their part?
For some it does and for some it doesn't. For some it takes a lot. And for some it's easy. So it's about that matching the vibration. If they're able to lower their vibration, slow it down is what I mean by that. Not like low like bad and high is good. Mm-hmm. Just a different vibration, like a different note. So if they can get their note to match our note vibrationally, then they have the better chance to get close to it. The closer they get to it, the easier they are to get their messages across. As I'm understanding it from folks on the other side and from folks who've talked to folks on the other side, like, we're all getting the same information, that their focus, our loved ones, their focus is on us and our wellness. And they don't stop until we join them.
Well, that is reassuring to hear. Her name is Jillian Harris. Jillian with a G, Reverend Jillian Harris. Her website is JillianHarrisWorldwide.com. Find her on YouTube and Instagram as well. She has a very bright spirit, no pun intended. And, you know, I think this is kind of a universal, worldwide experience where most people I know talk about the signs that they get from their loved ones. Sometimes it's sense or hearing a voice or feeling the presence. Sometimes it's coins and feathers, feeling a touch, lost objects turning up, unexpected electrical activity, birds, butterflies, deer, fox, bunnies, dream visitations, phones ringing. You let me know if you haven't had something happen at some point and you thought, I wonder if that was somebody. And after listening to Jillian tell her story, I realize I spend a lot of my time alone in nature. And I think that everything is a sign. I think everything's talking to me. Maybe I'm just lonely. I don't know. But the other day, I went for a little bit of a walk looking for peace. And I found this field of really pretty flowers. What I found out they were called garlic chives. It looks like Queen Anne's lace, but even prettier, if you can believe it. So there among the garlic chives were all these bees buzzing around, and then what floated by is this one gold butterfly. Like, the butterfly was completely gold, but it had a little nick out of one of its wings. So I'm like, oh yeah, that's a sign. That's telling me something about persevering, even when you have your wings clipped or something. I don't know. I'm just sharing that perhaps, maybe something in our spirit knows to connect or wants to connect. I do try to interpret my life in parable form or metaphor form, or if I'm going through a difficult time, I'll try to tell myself the story as if it were a fairy tale. Gives me a little perspective. And the imagery that Jillian used when describing a flower, that the center of a flower is our soul, and all the petals coming out of the flower are all of our existences happening at once. Oh, that's exhausting. I never want to have that thought again. As I've said so many times in this forum, I'm not thinking about past lives or concurrent lives. I got enough going on right here. And as I started the show, being with you is truly the best part of my week. So let's get together soon. Free yoga continues every Sunday through September and maybe even beyond. Barbara Burns, our yoga teacher, is very brave. She doesn't mind the Sunday morning chill in the air on the river in the town of Cortland at Verplank's Riverfront Park. Get details at letitshineonline.com. We have a market this Sunday along with a sound healing this Sunday and four more markets planned into the fall outdoors and a winter market indoors. letitshineonline.com. The next Women's Weekend we have on the calendar is Valentine's Weekend 2025 at Merriandale in Ossining. And I hope to have more news soon. Again, letitshineonline.com. And I want to remind you, too, you can study with our guest, Reverend Jillian Harris. And she's got a lot of information on her website, audiobooks and workshops and meditations on how to connect with people on the other side. And you know what I found this week for a thought for the day? I found an Apache blessing. And it speaks to the connection between us and our natural environment and the belief that nature has incredible powers to heal. So maybe that gentle breeze or thing we see in the clouds or a butterfly on a garlic chive flower, maybe they are little blessings reaching out to heal us. May the sun bring you energy every day, bringing light into the darkness of your soul. May the moon softly restore you by light bathing you in a glow of restful sleep and peaceful dreams. May the rain wash away your worries and cleanse the hurt that sits in your heart. May the breeze blow new strength into your being, and may you believe in the courage of yourself. May you walk gently through the world, keeping your loved ones with you always, knowing that you are never parted in the beating of your heart. A Native American blessing. A good way to wrap things up this week. Hope to see you soon. Shine on.